Let's go to Jason Coyle now. He's got two chances tomorrow. Slightly Sweet coming back in the Godolphin Crown and Sal Sonic in the Guineas. Morning to you, Jase.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. I always like Slightly Sweet. How are we going to see the return tomorrow?
Yeah, barrier draw hasn't helped us at all, but I thought a trial leading into this Saturday has been exceptional. Looks like she still wants to be a racehorse, and the form out of that run at Sandown has turned out to be quite solid.
It has. The Sandown Stakes, Redkirk Warrior won it. Stratum Star ran second, and there were a couple of others in the race. So if you can run similar to that during this preparation, she's going to be able to go close in a race, isn't she?
Exactly. Look, she's probably got still got a nice race in her. I can't fault her at home. She looks probably better than she did last preparation, this preparation. So, like I said, I've been really pleased with the trials. So, proof will be in the pudding once we get to the races.
You said there at the very start that she still wants to be a racehorse. Sometimes, you know, fillies and mares, can tail off and they become brood mares and the like. But she's showing you the good signs at home.
She is. I'll go back to it. Her last trial was really good. She's doing well in the stable. Her work's good. There's nothing to suggest. And like I said, even at the end of the last preparation, although she hasn't won in a while, that form through that race is very good. Her sectionals were great. So I just think she's got to find that right race, this preparation. She'll be more than competitive.
So, I mean, the barrier makes it really awkward tomorrow, doesn't it?
It does first up. She generally gets back a little bit. We would have liked to, from a nicer gate, you probably end up midfield from there. She's going to get a long way back. Going to need a lot of luck for 600 in. But as long as she runs well, we've got Scone just around the corner and a couple of nice races up in Queensland that she may head up for if the form warrants it.
Okay. Well, let's hope it does, because I've always liked her. She's always been capable enough. What about Sal Sonic in the Guineas first up here? The last trial, particularly behind Tester Shadow, was encouraging?
Both trials exceptional. Looks, we only gave him a short break. We pulled the pin as soon as it's probably a shade disappointing over the 1800 at Rose Hill, but we tipped him straight out from there. He looks $1 million. I think he's even strengthened even with the short break, and I think he can run a really nice race first up tomorrow.
Yeah, as you say, you've drawn the barrier that you'll be able to get somewhere where Jason Collett wants to be.
Yeah, just going to leave it up to him. Jason jumped on his back twice for the two barrier trials, and his comments were basically, you've just got to let the horse dictate where he wants to be. Sometimes he gets a little bit too far out of his ground, but a couple of times we've tried to be a bit closer, he sort of grabs the bridle and probably does too much in the run. So, like I said, Jason had a couple of rides on him now. I'll basically leave it up to them. I dare say I'll be back after the field, but I think you'll see him strong late.
He's a big odds, but listening to you, mate, he's probably going to be worth throwing in there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm a little bit bullish about this horse. I've liked him from day one. His form probably doesn't read as much as I like him, but I think he's got a nice race in him somewhere, whether that's tomorrow or down the track. But I do think he's got a nice race in him somewhere.
Yeah, that's good. Well, the stable's going well. Just going back to Warwick to Doomben, Sweet Serendipity, mate, was really strong leading them up and finding plenty over the concluding stages last Saturday.
Yeah, it probably hasn't been one of his lifetime fortes, being strong late. But I thought on the line he was as good as anything. His preparation this time in has been as good as you could want it. And he's travelled back to Sydney in fantastic order. He's squealing out on the track during the week, so the trip away didn't hurt him at all.
Do you go back to Brisbane?
Not sure. We've got the Wagga meeting coming up. Yep. Might nominate him in the Wagga Town Plate. There's also just a Rose Hill Saturday week. There's a benchmark 85, 1200. So he's got a few options. He's not totally benchmarked out of things at the moment. So it's just a matter of placing him to his advantage.
And the other one that I wanted just to get an update on was Mems, who won at Kembla on the same day. But it was the way that it did it there. Jase led them up again and really did find a promising horse by that on a soft track.
Yeah, once again, you know, a form sort of read that she was quite weak the last furlong, but she probably physically wasn't quite there yet.
Yep.
She wanted to be a racehorse, but her body didn't warrant that yet. She's come back best she's ever looked. She's a strong filly, and I think she showed that probably the last 100 when Rachel King rode her, and when she gave her a little bit of a squeeze just to finish the race off, she looked like she had enough there. She had plenty there, so horse with some ability. She's just going to be one that I think we just place her in the right races, let her work through her grades, and we see where she can get to. A lot of speed, and you know, she utilised that to her advantage the other day.
No, it was a really good win. All right, Mabel, good luck tomorrow. They sound like they go there. They need the right runs, obviously, slightly sweet from that barrier. I hope they run well for you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jason Coyle, running through a bit of news out of his stable.